Thrill, what day is it?
Today is Monday, Mike.
You're absolutely right. It's National Teddy Bear Day, and I know that you guys all gathered it on your calendars, and you know what? I decided, let's celebrate the teddy bear today.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 interesting facts about teddy bears. The first time a child came in contact with a teddy bear was in the 1800s. As the family was traversing the Great Plains in their Conestoga wagon, one of their 12, now 11, children befriended a baby bear cub. They hugged and played and hugged and played, and the small child wanted to take the baby bear with them. That's when Mama Bear showed up and shredded little Timmins. As an everlasting tribute to her mauled child, the first stuffed teddy bear was born. And the children did sleep soundly ever after.
That's an uplifting story.
Yes, it was. So here's some interesting facts about the teddy bear. The first company to commercially produce the teddy bear was a British company back in 1902.
Really?
The All first right. one to actually commercially produce the teddy bear.
See, we were talking about this earlier. That's something I would not have invested in, thinking it's a terrible idea, and been incredibly wrong.
Well, also, is there any, like, this is the brand of teddy bear? You know, there's the Build-A-Bear workshops of the world.
I think that's it.
And there's, right?
I mean, as far as what we know to this day, I mean, maybe back in the day.
Sure.
I was always told it was something that had to do with Teddy Roosevelt, but that's probably a bunch of crap.
That's what that hurt.
And honestly, on these facts, it's not on there.
Yeah. Well, I think just call it used to just be a stuffed bear, if I remember this correctly. And then because of Teddy Roosevelt, they changed it to
Because
teddy
he refused
bear.
To shoot a bear cub.
Is that what it was?
No, I don't know. Something like that.
He struck me as the type that would absolutely take a shot at a bear cub.
Yeah, that was one of him and John Muir's like big sticking points. So they both loved the outdoors, but that's Roosevelt really liked to hunt. And Muir was always like, can't you just enjoy the outdoors without hunting something?
Can you not shoot something, man?
Right? We could just go on a hike.
Teddies are the world's favorite toy, leading in children worldwide, and they create over 6 billion stuffed animals yearly.
Good God.
I know. And like I said, nobody has trademarked the teddy bear.
You know
what I'm saying? If there's like, if I say, find me a doll, what's the first company that you're going to go to?
Barbie.
Exactly.
Mattel.
Barbie. She is the quintessential doll. Okay. Who's the quintessential teddy bear? Care Bears? You know? Somebody.
There's a bunch of versions. I'm not sure you can. You're right, though. Just can't be like, this is doll or teddy bear.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll tell you which one sucked, Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin?
You thought he sucked?
You know how much I had to hear that as a child?
Okay. It depends on how you do it, right? We found out it was just a cassette tape. And my buddy's little brother had a Teddy Ruxpin. Well, at that time, we were listening to Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast.
Nice.
And we'd switch it out and put that in. And the thing is, it's just sound activated. So even though the voice of Bruce Dickinson screaming 666, Teddy Ruxpin is still blinking and moving his mouth.
God.
It was kind of awesome. It really was.
I just heard that song and that commercial all the time. I hated it. I hated that bear.
Yeah.
I remember one of my aunts or uncles got me one. I told him, I was like, I don't want him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it was a lot of that stuff, Mike.
Sure. Just constant sounds.
Right. Or just people just like, hey, Rupskin, what are you going to do now? Like, man, my last name's Smith. But I'm also a kid. So it's like, my last name's Smith.
Yep.
Okay. Sound like a damn teddy bear.
There you go. In 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt created the National Foundation for the Preservation of Fur-Bearing Animals. And it's now known as the Humane Society. To help preserve bear populations worldwide, in 1978, Congress passed legislation designating December 26th as Recordable Teddy Bear Day in honor of this influential animal advocate.
They seem to be populating pretty well these days. Seems like I always get a story in the news about somebody with a bear encounter.
Yeah, they're doing all right for themselves. Some more fun teddy bear facts. In Europe, Russia, and China, giving a bear without mentioning its name first is considered bad luck. This is why many Russian teddies have names such as Vladimir or Natasha inscribed on them.
Vladimir.
Vladimir Bear.
This is your Vladimir Bear.
Why is he so mad?
He will push you out the window.
He comes with vodka.
He just has a big old friggin' bottle on him.
What do you feed your little teddy bear?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Grey Goose.
In 2013, it was reported that the average American spends about $220 on teddy bears each year.
Really?
The average American?
That's what I thought when I read it, too. Like, oh. I want to challenge that particular
fact. I'm happy to it's not be average.
It's just how they break it down.
I guess.
Right, so you got 320 million people live in the country. This much is spent on teddy bears. So if everyone in this country bought a teddy bear, it's how much you'd spend.
Right.
What's terrifying about that is that means the people that are spending money on teddy bears are spending considerably more than $200 and some a year.
I have a teddy bear on my guest bedroom bed that's bigger than a small child. Thing is freaking huge.
Oh, yeah.
My kids would not let me get rid of it. They're 25 and 24.
Right. But that's their bear.
Guys, come on.
I will say, man, I've been to a festival. Remember when Costco for a while had those giant, like, massive ones?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of them just getting, like, crowd surfing. I mean, we were just sitting in the stands, you know, just thoroughly enjoying watching these teddies just go around the crowd like, hey, man, look at that. That's crazy.
Those bears are living right there.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Mike, you know where I was at that point in the day.
I know, like, where you're at.
I wish I was one of those bears.
In December of 2009, a new record was set for the most teddy bears sold in a single day. Any guesses? Your guys' best guess for how many teddy bears were sold in a single day to break the record.
Why was the day... Oh, they were just doing it to try to break the record that
day. Had to have been. Okay, they had to say, this is the day that we're going to buy the most teddy bears.
I'll say 10,000.
10,000. Mr. Hill.
2 million.
2 million. 10.
I'll split the difference and say 100,000.
Mr. Hill, you're the closest without going over. 5 million bears sold in a single day.
Okay.
That's a lot. Bears. And then back in 2004, more than 36 million teddy bears were sold in the U.S. alone.
Good. What was going on?
I don't know. There was a big old teddy bear craze.
What year was that?
2004.
Oh, yeah, that adds up.
Yeah. Some more teddy bear facts. Teddy bears are one of the most popular holiday gifts.
Sure, it's easy.
Right. It's just, it's one of those where it always works, especially for, like, Valentine's Day, for if you're buying your lady anything, a teddy bear always wins.
That just add it to whatever else you got.
Yes.
Here's some sexy lingerie. And a teddy bear.
And a teddy bear.
A teddy bear wearing a teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy bears.
That's a weird fetish, my man.
Is it weird?
Teddy bears are actually one of the most popular gifts worldwide. Annually, over 50 million teddy bears are gifts in the U.S. alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you have kids, buy them a teddy bear.
Exactly.
If you have a dog, you buy a teddy bear.
Right. A 100% polyester fiber is used to make most teddies because it's soft enough to be gentle on the skin, but strong enough not to tear easily.
Okay, they understand their margin. Yeah.
And a lot of kids hold on to them even when they're already torn up.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the same bear.
Oh, dude, missing an eye, stuffing falling out of its neck, and it's like, fine.
Again, my cousin Patrick is 40. He owns a beer garden. We still give him hell because he had one forever. And it was just called Bear. We're like, where's Bear, dude? Go get Bear. And he's like, I'm 40. I have four children. Will you guys leave me alone?
Some more teddy bear facts. There's no specific teddy bear breed, as they come in various shapes and sizes. And that also includes different animals, such as lions, tigers, pandas, unicorns, and more.
Wait, they count as teddy bears?
I know, right?
I mean, like, sorry,
come on.
You can call the teddy
a stuffed
whatever.
Animal.
Right. They are not teddy bears. They are a stuffed animal.
So to contradict the Teddy Roosevelt deal, the name teddy bear was first used in 1903 when a toy dealer named Edward Bear made stuffed animals for children at his shop in Broadway in New York City, and he called them teddies.
His actual name was Edward Bear.
Edward Bear.
I mean.
Right, and because my name's Edward, but Ted was always.
Sure. I just can't believe his name is Edward Bear, and he makes bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get credit.
None.
I'd at least call it an Eddie Bear. Then you wouldn't trust it as much.
The Eddie Bear.
Freddy Bear.
Over 90% of...
Again, Eddie Bear sells you cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's stuffed with cocaine.
Freddy does.
Oh, God. Over 90% of teddy bears sold in the United States are created in...
China.
The Chinese bears.
Driving around in their Buicks.
It can take up to 8 hours for a teddy bear stuffing to fully expand once it's been stuffed with cotton batting and latex fibers, making them very resilient when hit in the face, they say.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why you're hitting your teddy bear in the face, but...
I do. Look at that. It's funny.
There are more than 500 types of teddy bears on sale at any time. And again, if we're going with what else they put in here, that means that, oh yeah, it's a lion, it's a zebra.
It's crap.
Right,
it's not a teddy bear.
Wouldn't those just be stuffed animals?
Yeah,
like, it's in the bear's name. It kind of has to be a bear.
Exactly.
Yeah, give your kid a stuffed zebra and tell him it's a teddy bear.
Teddies are often given as Valentine's Day gifts because they symbolize love and loving care.
Do they? Is that what they symbolize?
Do they really?
Just that easy.
Right. Maybe you'll keep this teddy in the room. Well, I'm out on the goddamn couch again, honey.
In the early 1900s, bears were used as comfort dolls for soldiers during World War I because they felt gentle and non-threatening.
Okay. Right.
And then this is the number one interesting fact about teddy bears. The teddy bear is the official national symbol of which country?
Russia.
Russia. Miles.
China.
China. Dead.
South Korea.
Japan.
Oh.
The teddy bear is the official national symbol of Japan.